I am here at the Illinois Soybean Association tent at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, and with me is one of the representatives from the Illinois Soybean Association. And can you introduce yourself for me, please, sir?
Yes, I'm Matt Hughes. I'm chairman of the Illinois Soybean Association. I farm with my wife near Shirley, Illinois.
Okay. Well, you know, we always wonder, especially in the economy, the best way to spend our dollars. Why is it important, do you think, for an Illinois soybean grower to be a member of the Illinois Soybean Association?
Well, you know, to start with, the Illinois Soybean Association, everybody knows, is kind of responsible for taking care of all those checkoff dollars that we so generously give. But those dollars are spent wisely, and that's our job to make sure they're invested in a wise way. But those dollars come with limitations, and we can only spend those on certain activities, and most of that's research and new product development and all things that are great. But the other side of what we need to get accomplished is has some restrictions to it when we start talking about legislative activities. And that's where we really have to, we need the two organizations to work together. You know, biodiesel is a great example. It's one of our big success stories. You know, we spent a lot of checkoff dollars developing that technology and bringing it to the market, but we couldn't get it introduced without the lobbying efforts that went to get the tax breaks and the incentives and the regulations passed. So the two had to work together, and we couldn't use checkoff dollars to do the other. But working together, we got the job accomplished. And as we look at the coming years here, we're facing even more of that same battle. You know, we do a great job in research on yield and promotion, but we got to keep our markets open. That takes lobbying efforts to do our trade deals and make sure we have market success accessible to us. And we all know every day the EPA is out there as our best friend, and we're getting more and more regulations thrown at us. And if we're not at the table, other people are writing that story for us. And that's why it's more important now than ever to be a member, so that your voice is part of ours, so we can have one big voice and speak together.
Well, when President Obama was in Illinois just recently, he was asked a couple of times while he was here in Illinois about the EPA regulations coming down the pike and really stressing the farmers' concerns about that. What are some of the biggest concerns that you're looking at right now here in the state?
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of initiatives going on. You know, the regulatory, if you ask any farmer on the street, just like you mentioned at the press conferences, you know, all the farmers are concerned about this right to farm, freedom to farm, the regulations coming down. Most of them just simply don't make sense. You know, farmers are great. You know, they're great environmentalists to start with. They're probably, you know, they're the original in many respects. But then we have these nonsense regulations coming that really in some cases are worse than doing a disservice to our environment. So that's one of the big things. We also know we have deteriorating infrastructure. So transportation is a huge emphasis we have. And that's there again, you know, some people don't even know that. You go talk to these politicians, you sit in their office, and they don't realize how dependent we are on moving our product from the fields to the elevators to the rivers to our export destinations, or even when we keep them domestically, how important that is to making sure we have an efficient process there. And then you go down and look at what they're doing in other countries like South America and China, and look at the money they're spending on infrastructure. So there again, we've got to get our voice heard to know how important these things are. But, you know, our biggest initiative right now today is animal agriculture. And there's another perfect example. You know, we can do all we want to encourage it. And, you know, the pork and beef and dairy industries are doing a great job in research, where they really can't seem to crack they're getting driven out of this country through the regulations and the bad press and bad image we have. And that's scary for all of us, because that means all that economic activity is leaving the state, leaving the nation, going overseas, and all that food security is leaving right along with it. So we're going to be dependent on bringing that food back here. So a lot of examples of why the legislative activities we're doing are very important, no matter how you look at it. And that's why it's very important. The individual can go to the press conference with Mr. Obama and sit there and talk all he wants. He's only one voice. If he can become a part of this member and get his voice heard through us and become a part of that, then he's got a little bit more leverage. And that's what we need. We need some numbers. And we've got a great show special going on right now. If they come to the Farm Progress Show special 10 here, you know, we've reduced our membership, because that's what it's about, numbers more than money, really, at this point. We need the money, of course, but the membership numbers is what we need. But we got a lot of great incentives going along with that. You know, the $145 is nothing when you look at it. You're getting a $100 biodiesel coupon in return. You get $100 worth of free optimize. And we're even giving away a nice little semi-toy truck here, which is a great collector's item. So, you know, it's not going to cost you anything to become a member. What we're asking just for you to take a little time to step up and be counted and help us do the job for you.
Well, that's great, because that was where I was going to go next, is return on investment. How much does it cost? So it's $145. For $145, if a soybean grower comes down here right now and wants to join up for $145, what do they get?
Well, for $145, they're going to get a three-year membership. This is good for renewals, too. So if you're getting close to your expiration or you even got just renewed, you know, take advantage of this show special. With that, you're going to get a nice free toy here, toy semi, and also you're going to get $100 worth of free biodiesel and 100 units of free optimized seed treatments, which a lot of people say is valued about $400. So, you know, you're making money on that deal. But again, the legislative work that we're going to do with that is going to bring a lot more money back to your farm than any of your membership dollars going out.
Well, that is a heck of a return on an investment. So, yeah, anybody, any Illinois soybean grower out there right now who wants to become a member should be coming down to the Farm Progress Show and coming down to the Illinois soybean growers tent, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, but it's even bigger than that dollars. Like I said, you know, you look at biodiesel alone, we've estimated the tax savings in that alone is in the thousands of dollars every year for an average farmer. So, it's not about the member money to be a member. It's about standing up and being counted.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Illinois Soybean Exhibit at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.